Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy, because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, joined by Josh.
Hello, Scott.
Josh, my friend, and everyone joining us, I want to just have a little bit of a conversation about the absolute hellfire state that is Overwatch 2, because there are multiple headlines doing the rounds as to various requirements that Blizzard have put on the game that just seem to be making people run for the hills. In addition to that, I want to have a general conversation on what the hell's going on with this game. How is Overwatch 2 out in a few days and no one cares?
That's what I was about to say, Scott Telford. Did you know that this game is entering its early access beta next week?
No.
That just kind of sounds crazy, you know. We obviously cover a lot about upcoming games. Mm-hmm. And every single time, I feel, when we put together the list of what is coming out before the end of the year, Overwatch 2 is just kind of omitted from there, which sucks. Yep. Because I think you are in the same boat as me. Yep. That we loved Overwatch 1. Mm-hmm. When that first launched, have fond memories of playing through that game. Mm-hmm. Into the post-launch content. And Overwatch 2 should be a big thing. But it ain't.
I'm going to break down a couple of headlines in a bit. But yeah, it can't be overstated how much Overwatch 1 was on top of the world. Like, you couldn't move for images of various characters from Overwatch across all of 2016, 2017, etc. I feel like a lot of people got a bit shaky with it when the DLC characters rolled out, because it felt like there was quite a lot to keep up with. Not to knock those characters. I love the hamster in the big wrecking ball. It's one of my favorites. But still, where we are now...
You kind of are a hamster in a big wrecking ball.
I'm just flinging in. Yeah. I've got the takes. So speaking of takes... like I said, various headlines doing the rounds in regards to Overwatch 2. And there are three main ones that I brought together, just in terms of talking points that are making people, like I said, run for the hills. The first one is that you need to play 100 matches of the game to unlock the original roster. Now, Overwatch 2 is free to play, but 100 matches is quite a lot to get access to the characters that, in theory, you'd be going in with. The second thing is that Overwatch 2 will ask you to supply your phone number to play. Even players of the existing Overwatch 1, after Overwatch 2 releases, will be asked to supply a phone number to keep playing, even if you own the boxed version of the game. The third thing is that Overwatch 2 will record all voice chat. Now, the explanation for this is more for helping Blizzard Activision identify toxic players, and, you know, if someone gets reported, they'll have voice chat to fall back on. However, they need to have a constant recording of everything that you're saying, just in case someone gets reported, and then they pull that audio, they transcribe it, and they run the transcription through a review tool that then says whether something needs to be flagged or not. Now, like I said, they've said that everything is being kept for 30 days. It's only a temporary recording,
right?
But it's still a constant recording to get to the temporary recording snippet that they might want to analyse.
That's kind of weird, Scott Tilford. That in the modern world, everything is being recorded at all time.
True.
I know we will talk about Overwatch 2 right now.
Yeah.
I will look at my phone after this recording, and Instagram will give me some kind of Overwatch advert.
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing.
A wrecking ball YouTube advert, or a hamster or something, every time.
You're going to log into Spotify and it's going to be Miley Cyrus wrecking ball for Scott Tilford. And I understand that, and I just have to think that there's a better way to kind of like stop this kind of, you know, negativity without just recording everyone's conversations at all times? Because that's just, even if you've got nothing to hide, which, you know, 99% of us do not, it's just kind of a weird thing to be cognizant of when you're talking to your friends. I mean, I, you know, when I log online to play multiplayer and whatever, you know, it's often a time for myself to catch up with my friends and we'll talk about our lives and the things that aren't going well in our lives sometimes. And it's just kind of like, you know, you want it to be a space where you can open up, I feel. And it's like, maybe that's my fault for using online video games as a therapy session with my friends. But you kind of, you don't want the kind of idea that it's all being recorded hanging over your head.
No, I think a lot of this stuff,
in my opinion.
No, I would totally agree. And I'm not, we're sponsored by WhatsApp over on the podcast, but one of the, it's hilarious that one of the selling points of WhatsApp is that no one's listening in. Like, that's what they're trying to sell it on. It's like, hey, by the way, you can have an actual conversation over here. And I feel like something like as big as Overwatch, you know, just getting out there and saying, hey, we're going to be, you know, tracking everything in some form, just in case we need to refer to it later, is a massive red flag. Let's talk about monetization in Overwatch 2, though, because like I said before, the game is now free to play, which means they've had to go whole ass towards cosmetics and the things that you can buy. I know this is known information, but I think if you're new to the Overwatch 2 conversation, all the monetization now centers around charms and sprays and voice lines and skins, stuff that you obviously don't need, but they need to find some way to replace the loot boxes and give you a battle pass with stuff to unlock. Now, I know that that's Call of Duty Warzone's approach.
Yes.
If not just the standard industry approach to free-to-play at this point, but do you think this is actually going to work?
I think it'll work better than loot boxes. Obviously, Overwatch 1 was instrumental in popularizing the idea of loot boxes, and like you said, you know, that's not the approach that they're taking for the sequel. To me, I'm kind of just, you know, straight down the middle on the idea of battle passes and that kind of monetization. I don't think it's particularly predatory when done right, but also like the idea of charms and stuff doesn't get me excited. But at the same time, I'm one of those fools who bought the tracer rounds on Modern Warfare Warzone, so if they include those in here, I'll pay a crisp £15
if they don't have tracer rounds in Overwatch. Are we doing, Josh Brown?
They're just Activision Blizzard. Might as well shove their own faces down the toilets is what I'm going to say.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
It's the most obvious business opportunity in quite some time. But yeah, I think, like you said, you know, Call of Duty's very much had a precedent. You've played over 1,000 hours of Call of Duty, or something like that. And I think that you combine that with Overwatch, and it should make sense. I feel like overall, and I said this before we were recording, that the reason they're doing all this stuff, I know that they've said it's obviously to battle online toxicity in their player base, and I get that. I wonder if the idea of asking people for their phone numbers and telling them that they're going to be recorded and going down that route is that you then end up, in theory, with a very dedicated fan base that know what they're in for and love Overwatch so much that they can put up with this stuff, that my cynical gamer brain then goes, they can then be monetized to living hell and find some way of making sure that those people pay for the premium coins and one of three currencies that the game now has.
Listen, I'm not going to say that's exactly what they're doing. I'm not going to put it against put it past Activision Blizzard to kind of, you know, try to monetize their most dedicated players as much as possible. You know, if we're going back a few years now, there was all of the news surrounding the patents that they had signed to kind of like match people playing Call of Duty or in any kind of multiplayer game who don't have skins with people who do have skins to try and create like a sense of FOMO and whatnot. So like they're trying to mess with the structure. We know they're trying to mess with the structure of these games to promote their storefronts. So I mean, like, I think it's right to be cynical to a certain extent. It doesn't mean that's what they're doing, but this is the video gaming industry and this is how they try to get the most money out of their most dedicated fans.
Yeah, I think that's the thing, that all those inner working stuff, like you said, there was patents in regards to making sure that you see someone who has a premium skin, and if even one person comes away going, oh, well, now I get that thing, can I pay money to get it right now, and then that system has worked. Let's talk about Overwatch overall though. Do you feel like the, because it's been out for 6 years now, 2016 is when it dropped, where are you at on Overwatch overall? Because we both loved it, like back in the day, played a hell of a lot of it, and like I said, it felt like it was on top of the world back then. I remember seeing it at trade shows and going, oh my god, this thing is huge. It's like gaming's MCU or something in terms of just a new IP that was very superhero focused. But now, and I feel that this was a trickle off during the DLC characters and everything, now it's just nothing. It's just there.
Like, yeah. You know. Well, that's kind of it, you know. I feel like the reputation of Blizzard, not just because of the internal allegations that have come out, but also the quality of their video games over the past few years is, and the controversy surrounding those games like Diablo Immortal, like Warcraft 3 Reforged, I think generally the company isn't in a good place and people aren't willing to give them any goodwill. But at the same time, Overwatch as its own entity has similarly slipped in popularity, like you said, and I don't think it's been helped by the way that Overwatch 2 has been rolled out. Like, we do this for a living, Scott Tilton, and I'm not going to say...
That's what we're doing right now.
That's what we're doing right now. And I'm not going to say I've been following Overwatch 2 closely, because I have not.
No.
But I still shouldn't be as confused as I am about what this game is, because they have changed so many of the fundamentals over the past few years, and the rollout of those fundamentals to the point where it's now out in a week's time, and it kind of feels like it isn't.
Well, let's talk about the fundamental stuff very quickly, because they've reduced down the amount of players that are in the versus matches. I think now it's 5v5, which they said is, again, meant to be more about balancing and people playing their role, playing their class, etc. However, when they got out there, and even from the beginning when they announced Overwatch 2, it was kind of like a Destiny 2 situation, where Destiny 2 was able to take off and fly, but no one refers to it as Destiny 2. It's like, play some Destiny. It's like, overall, it's still the platform that it was supposed to be. And I feel like, you know, Overwatch should have been a platform. It's kind of like what Rocket League turned into.
Right.
And when Rocket League made the transition from being a paid game to a free-to-play. And once they announced we're doing Overwatch 2, a lot of people just went, why? What's the point? You're going to have to justify this.
Yes.
And then they did all the side-by-sides of the maps and everything, and it's like, this is the same map at a slightly different time of day.
Yeah.
This is not, like, you know, and then they had all the crossover with, like, you're going to access the new maps and everything else. Like you said, the overall rollout has just been so messy, and you have to check blog posts and interviews to even know what the hell you're getting into, which maybe they think is their greatest strength.
Maybe.
Free-to-play Overwatch.
I mean, even Overwatch, you know, 1, when that came out, that had, like, you know, a lot of beta testing, that had a lot of early access stuff before the main game came out and then was a huge thing. And it was those diehard fans that helped, you know, helped themselves to mold that game into what it was. So hopefully, optimistically, that's what's going to happen with this early release of Overwatch 2 next week. Like, it's going to get a lot of feedback and it's going to evolve even more. And then hopefully over time can become a big thing. Because ultimately, I do want Overwatch to succeed. Like, I have such fond memories of this franchise, and I want a game, a competitive multiplayer game, especially to jump into at the end of this year, rather than putting all my eggs in one basket for Call of Duty. But whether or not it's going to be able to turn itself around or regain the same sense of cultural status that Overwatch 1 had, I don't know. I don't know if any Blizzard game right now is capable of doing.
No, that wider thing of like people being excited to talk about a Blizzard game or being excited to talk about Blizzard anything, yeah. I feel like that's so far away from where they are right now. But yeah, we'll keep an eye on it. We'll play some of it when it drops. Hopefully it'll be next week. Hopefully the build will be stable, etc. But let us know what you think down in the comments below of Overwatch as a franchise and of Overwatch 2. For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com.
I've been Josh from WhatCulture.com.
And we'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.
Tracer rounds.
$1 million idea.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.